This Mishnah that we just learned, and this Gemara, which is not a terribly hard Gemara, but really, in the world of Psak Halacha and Hilchas Gittin, it's incredible how much is here. A very, very disproportionate amount of halachas are associated with this seemingly very, very innocent Gemara. And really, if you go look at tshuvas from G'dayli Yoylon in Evin HaEzer, it's amazing how many tshuvas and how many chiburim were written on Shemus HaGittin. Because in order for a get to be a kosher get, it's not enough that you write the name of the man, the name of the woman, but you have to get it right. B'chol pirateh v'diktukeh, and the G'dayli Yoylon that were writing tshuvas to be matur agunas and were discussing the most chomer digazachin in the world, they wrote lengthy tshuvas, how you spell certain names with nekudas. I mean, again, you have to see it to believe it. You go through some of the tshuvas, and it's not just the names of the man and the woman, the names of the cities, the names of the rivers. You spell it this way, you spell it that way. So Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully at some point towards the back end of the Masechta, we'll get into it a little bit. But there's one very interesting sidebar conversation that comes from one of such tshuvas, tshuva from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, and really it's jumps off the page of today's daf, and it's Dovah B'Itay Matov. So I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about the history of naming a child with two names. And the truth is that if you make an observation, you learn Tanakh, you learn Gemara, the Tanoim, the Amayron, even the Rishonim, it's very, very rare to find a Tana who had two names. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, on the Amayram level. It's Abaye, it's Rav, it's Rav Nachman, it's Rav Sheshes, it's Rav Papa, it's Rav Chizda. But for someone to have two names is very, very rare. Today, it's rare to not have two names, sometimes three and four names. So the question is, what's the history of two names? And really, it begins with a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So this Chasam Sofer is in the middle of one of his Tshuvas that he wrote about, Shemus HaGittin. It's an Evin HaEzer Chelik Beis. It's Simin Yud Ches. It's a Toich Dvarav, says the Chasam Sofer. It's a digression from the Kor Tshuva. He says, V'oy nirali, I believe, Dilafonim, in the olden days, Lo'yhoyu noyagim likrois b'shnei shemes b'vasachas. There was no one that was given two names, or nobody was referred to at the same time by two names. Ki chadoshim mikarev bo. This is a dover chadosh, that people should be referred to by two names. Vafilu Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom. Since even Yaakov Avinu, Le'matzinu Shenikri Yaakov Yisrael B'Pamachas. We know Yaakov Avinu had two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. But you never find that he was referred to as Yaakov Yisrael. Rather, sometimes Yaakov and sometimes Yisrael. V'le'matzinu b'chol ha'shemois she'betanach v'shasu poiskin she'yikro echa b'vasachas be'shemois be'yachad. It's not something that you ever find. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm skipping a little bit. V'chein mashma b'yam shel shloima. Says it's actually mashma that way from the Yam Shel Shloima. This Yam Shel Shloima is on this daf that we just learned right now. It's in the fourth parak, in parak Ashelech, in Masechet Gittin, it's Simin Chavah. Yam Shel Shloima brings a story that there was a couple that had a baby, and a little bit of a fight broke out. What name to give the baby? It was a boy. So it seems that the father's grandfather's name was Meir. The mother's grandfather's name was Yair. He wanted a name after his Zayde Meir, and she wanted a name after her Zayde Yar. And they didn't know what to do. They went to a Rav, and the Rav was Machria. The Rav said, you should name the baby Shneir. Meir Yair, or, give it Shneir. And like this, you'll be Yoitz. So said the Chasam Sofer, that I don't understand. The Kosho, the Havalei V'Kroisai, Meir Yair. What's the problem? Why don't you just give two names? Why can't you give Meir Yair? El Al Karchach said the Chasam Sofer. You see from this story that the Yam Shel Shloima brings, that Lernagu came Bizman. That this was something that was very rare. And it wasn't an option to give Meir, because it would have been weird. No one ever did something like that. And therefore, they had to figure out. Meir Yars, he had a good chal. He said, come up with the name Shnei. Chasam Sofer brings another makar. He quotes the Nachla Shiva. So the Nachla Shiva was a Talmud of the Taz. And the Nachla Shiva is the safer when it comes to Shtaris and Ksubas and Gittin, etc., etc. So the Nachla Shiva, Toich Dvarov, it's in Nusach V'dini Yaget, it's Ois Yud Beis. He says the following. V'emitin lo Shnei Shemois B'shas Milasa. What if you have a baby, and at the bris milah, the yikar shmai b'Yisrael, they gave him two names. V'nikra b'shneim ke'echad. And this child is actually known by both of those names. Ready for this? Kasha shamati she'b'miktsas m'koyma yisnagu kach. So I heard a rumor, like on the other side of the Atlantic, maybe this da is not meaning. I heard shafing. I've never seen it, but I've, v'ani ikarti, he says, I knew echad, Shahayanikra Bain Habriyas Vishneh Shemois Ka'achar. I grabbed a new soul. It's like a chiddush. I met a person, they call him by two names. See, he has a whole Shulchan Aruch for how it relates to Ksivas again. It says the Chassam Sofer. What was he so shocked about? He once met a person. I heard that in certain places they do this. It's Pasha. I was like, Vaisleis, it wasn't Pasha. So the Chassam Sofer says, and again, this is Toich Dvarov, that there once upon a time was no such thing that a person would be referred to by two names. It was a davar chadash, hence the Amshol Shleima, and hence the Nachla Shiva. Now, to be clear, we just learned the Gemara. I'm a furish Gemara on a daf yomi level. We have someone who, on one side of the world, he's known as Yochanan, and the other side of the world, he's known as Yosef. And there was a woman that she was known as Miriam, and she was also known as Sarah. But the nekuda that the Chassam Sofer is bringing out is twofold. Number one, it seems like that at the bris, the man was only given one name, but for sure what the Chassam Sofer is saying is he was never referred to by both names. So, yeah, sometimes Yochanan and sometimes Yosef, but that he should be known as Yochanan Yosef, that's something he says lefanim. You're not going to find this in Tanakh. You're not going to find this anywhere in the Gemara either. The one ha'ara the Chassam Sofer says is that you find that there were a lot of Tanoim that were referred to as Abba something, like Abba Shaul, and he brings a few examples of this. So the Chassam Sofer mutches with that a little bit, and he says that he thinks Abba Shaul is not two names. Abba Shaul is one name. He says like Gamliel, Pidotzor. It's really meant to be one name. It's not meant to be two names. Ayin Shah. Then this is, that this observation that the Chassam Sofer made was made by a Friyad of Gadol Adar, the Noi de Yehuda. The Noi de Yehuda in a Tshuva, and this is in Erechaim, it's Madur Tinyana. It's Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. The shoyl in this tshuva was Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. So Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, the author of the Maseres HaShas and many, many other svarim, is maybe the most often quoted shoyl in Shailas HaTshuvas Noi DeBehuda, certainly in the running. And a lot of the shaylas that Rabbi Yeshaya Pick asked the Noi DeBehuda were Maseres HaShas types of ha'aris. It's very, very clear that he was working on his magnum opus and he was reaching out from time to time to the Gadol Adar for a little bit of assistance. So he asked the Noi DeBehuda the following question. He said that you find the name Beribi that's mentioned in Shas. Rab Oishia Beribi, Rab Lozak Kappa Beribi, Beribi said, Beribi this. And he says, if you go through all the Rashis in Shas, there's a stira in Rashi. What Rashi is mefarish the word Beribi to mean? In some places, Rashi says Beribi is a name. Shema Adam, that was his name. The other place where Rashi says that Beribi was a kinoi for Gadol Adar. So how would you say the Gadol Adar? Rashke Bahag? That's what we would say maybe today. Once upon a time you said Beribi is Rabin Shalkol Bnei Agad. That's what it would mean. So yes, the Noi de Yehuda, Yilamdeinu, Rabbeinu, there seems to be a very recurring steer in Rashi. How can you give Zechen Eitzah? So says the Noi de Yehuda, I think the pshat's like this. I think the pshat is that whenever Beribi is mentioned as a standalone name, Beribi said, if you look, Rashi says, Beribi is Shema Adam. But whenever Beribi comes with another name, like Rabbi Yishia Beribi, or like Rabbi Lazar Kappa Beribi, there Rashi said Beribi means Gadol Adar. And he says, you know why? Because if Beribi would be a name, and it would be Rabbi Yishia Beribi, it would mean he had two names. And says, the Noi de Yehuda, there's no such thing as two names. So when it's just Beribi, must be it's his name, because everyone has a name. But if it's Beribi together with another name, Rabbi Loza Kappa Beribi would mean his name was Rabbi Loza Beribi. I never heard such a thing. I never heard of a person being referred to by two names. Read to you inside. Va'ani, says the Noi de Yehuda. L'chulshes zichroini. He says, I have a shvach as a karen. Se'eneni zoicha b'shum mokim b'shas. I can't remember anywhere in Shas. Shum tana. I can't remember anywhere in Shas where there was an Amoira or a Tana that has two names. Zulasi Abba Shaul Abba Yosi. The only one he was able to come up with was the same name that the Chassam Sofer was able to come up with. The Gamze Enoi Shnei Shemois. He says, I don't even think that's two names. Ki Abba Ledaiti Enoi Shemo Etzem. I think what it is, it's the lashon of chashivos. He says, I believe that nobody was referred to by two names. Even in psukim, although you find Mordechai Bilshon, right, there are a few, but very, very rare. I am psachim kufizayin of an aleph, chulun samachem an aleph, avu bimea tanam v'amirom ledaiti loyhoyu regilim klal. That's what the Noi de Yehuda says. As a total sidebar, this shayla that Rabbi Shaya Pick sent to the Noi de Yehuda he also sent to the Baal Zichron Yosef. So the Baal Zichron Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt. He came from the city of Steinhardt. He was known as Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt, one of the big Meshivan of the Dar of the Medbi Huda. And he sends him the same exact Shiloh. So I was going through it a little bit on Shabbos, and just Toich Tvarv, I saw something you don't see every day. I think it's good to mention it. He says as follows. So he sends him the Shiloh about Rabbi Loza Kappa Beribi and this whole Stira, and then they get into the whole discussion of who Rabbi Loza Kalir was, which is a whole side discussion. And then this Nichron Yosef is talking to Rabbi Shaya Pick. He writes him a 20-page tshuva, and he tells him a Shtikl Torah. He says, you know, you're mentioning this whole Indian, I have a Shtikl Torah to share with you. And then he says as follows. The Kasher Amarti Dover Zeh Bifnei Zugasi. He says, I said over this Shtikl Torah that I'm writing to my wife, Hamuskeles, who's very, very wise, Vahamilumedes. She's very learned. Harebinit, Hagavira, Hayakara Maras Krendel, Tichya Lo Erich Yomim Taifen. Says he said over to his wife. Then he says who his wife is, the daughter of the Goyen Amafursim, Rab Leib Zatzal, etc., etc. So she says, when I told her, she told me, Omrali, that based on Yoshtikal Torah, Yeshli Lefarish, I could say a pshat, Masayasar Apaitin, she starts varfing Shtikal Torah. So he tells Rabbi Shaya Pick, you know, this Shtikal, I'm telling you, I have a Hisaf, and he's Oymadabah B'Shem Oymer, to be made Yigulu Loylam. He says he told his wife, and his wife had all these hoysafis. And then he says at the end, V'doi ki nochein hu, I think what my wife said is emes, V'hin ani divoreo ma'oid. And what she said gave me a tremendous amount of hana, V'ashem yairich yamel, lo'irich yamel v'toivim, amen selah. And she should be zoich at harich as yamel, because she's saying, mamash, everything in the sugya. This is not something you see every day in a tshuva. But I'll tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt and Rabbi Yishaya Pick were shvagers. So this was family. It was a little bit different. Now, his wife wasn't Rabbi Yishaya Pick's sister. So it's not like, he says, I'm going to tell you a shtickle Torah that your sister said. The Haraya, because in this Jew, he starts saying who her father was, that's giving the whole yichus. So clearly, she wasn't his sister. But the bottom line is, a little bit of color here. But regardless, so you have a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, and then even earlier, you have a tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda, where it seems that it was very, very rare once upon a time, extremely uncommon for a person to have two names, or at the very least, to be called by two names at the same time. So I'll tell you a davar nifla, and that is Reb Reuven Margolis, and one of the many svarim that he wrote. So he has a sefer, it's called L'Cheker Shemois V'Kinuyim. And it's a chibur, a whole bunch of essays related to names. Essay 14 is called Balei Du Shem, Du slash Shem. People that have two names. And he has a very, very thorough overview of the sugya of two names. Now, this shtickle that Reuven Margolis wrote has the Rav Reuven Margolis signature on it. The Goynis is on another planet, and the detail is not shaykh. So he goes through Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifri, Psikta, Medrashim, any remes, any shemits of someone that might have had two names. And he doesn't only go through like the obvious ones, but he handles all the nuances. Like the Abbas, and you find Mar, Murray, like are they names that not names? And he mamish works through all the nuances, all the Akuli Upshuri, he mamish goes through it very, very thoroughly. One of the things, just a few shout outs here, that he mentions is he talks about the Amira Rav. So we know that Rav was referred to by Shmuel throughout Shas as Abba, Abba Aricha. Now, as a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, why Shmuel used to refer to Rav as Abba. Rashi throughout Shas says the reason he referred to him as Abba is because Abba is a lashon of chashivos. And because it's a lashon of chashivos, so it's for that reason he used to refer to him as Abba. Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says, I don't think that's the reason he used to refer to him as Abba. The reason he referred to him as Abba is because that was his name. At his bris, it was V'yikari Shmai B'Yisrael, Abba. And because that was his name, so Shmuel used to refer, we refer to him as Rav, because he's Rav and Shulchan Bnei Agoyla. Just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is referred to as Rebbe, so too, Rav is referred to as Rav. Because of the contribution he made, because of how big he was. But Shmuel, as Doch Gevein HaBal Pukta Medem, and as a result, literally, he used to refer to him as Abba, because Abba was really his name. So Rabbi Magola says, according to Rashi, his name wasn't Abba. He's referred to as Abba Milosh Chashivos. So he said, I always wondered, what was his name? So what was Rav's name? And if it wasn't Abba, so what was his name? Tosfos says his name was Abba. He's known as Rav, he's Rav and Shalkol B'nei Agoyla. But according to Rashi, he's referred to as Abba Milosh Chashivos. So what was his name? So says Rav Margolis, it's Pasha to me. It's Pasha to me that his name was Rav. That was his name. His name was Rav. Shmuel referred to him as Abba Miloshen Chashivos, but to everybody else, he's Rav. Now you're going to tell me, Rav, what kind of name is Rav? So like Rav Margolis, right, rolls his sleeves up, Shfuas Daflam and Amadeus, this is an Amora whose name is Rav Bar Shaba. Says he wasn't Rav and Shekol Bnei Agoyla, right? Because unless you learn Shfuas Daflam and Amadeus, you never heard of him. So Bal Karchok, that was his name. There's a Medrash Shoicher Toiv in the beginning of Perek Tes, Rav Berei de Shmuel. There's Rav Acha Bar Rav, who's mentioned in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. That's not Rav's son. There's a Rami Bar Rav that's mentioned in Shabbos Laf Lamid Beis Amid Beis. See, he says it's Mufurish, it's clear that there was a name Rav. Rav was a name. And he goes, I think that according to Rashi, Rav's name was Rav. And he was referred to as Rav, just like Shmuel was referred to as Shmuel. Right? Shmuel doesn't have a toyar when he's referred to throughout Shas. So Mechateis, a Rav has to have a name when he's referred to throughout Shas. But the bottom line is, says Rav Margolis, I believe that if you want to know what his name was, I think his name was Rav. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, it's a Gemara Masechtes Psachim Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nachman, Iklo Lebei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nachman once came to visit Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amalei. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nachman, Mashmecha, what's your name? Amalei, so he told him, Rav Huna, my name is Rav Huna. Amalei, so he told him, my time of Karas Lach Rav Huna. He says, why do you refer to yourself as Rav Huna? Amalei, Baal Hashem Ani. I don't know, that's my name. Right, you hear that, this Maisa, this Medrash Pliya? It's a Gemara, Psalchim Pei Bav Amid Beis. Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua enters the house of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak says, what's your name? Rabid, nice to meet you, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? He says, me. My name is Rav Huna. So he says, why Rav Huna? He says, that's my name. I don't know what you want. So he says, what's the Shakta Vatari? He says, it's Pashat me at Ruven Margolis. When Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked him his name, he said, Rav Huna. He says, Rav Huna? Who calls himself that way? My name is Reb Pliny? Huna, not Rav Huna. We'll call you Yehalelu Chazar, V'loi Picha, right? Why are you calling yourself? See, tell, no, you don't understand. That's my name. My name is Rav Huna. Tosim my nomen. My nomen is Rav Huna. He says, it's another Gemara. It's the Gemara Masech Teschul and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omali Rav Safra L'Abaya. Rav Snafra told Abaya, Chazimar Hayit Sum Rabban and Asim Marava. There's a Sum Rabban that came from Marava. V'Omar, and he said, Rav Avira Shmeni. My name is Rav Avina. And the Gemara tells a whole story about him. Mm-hmm. So he says, he came and he said, Rav Avira Shmeni. How come he didn't get the reaction that Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nachman got when he introduced himself as Rav Huna? He says, you calling yourself Rav Huna? He refers to himself as Rav Avira. So he says, Rav Huna says, Pasha, because what did he say? Rav Avira Shmeini. Why did he add that word? My name is Rav Avira. Vahoytzi, to show, I'm not calling myself Rav Avira because I think I'm some fancy. No, I'm saying Rav Avira, Valdos is my nomen. My name is Rav Avira. But the bottom line is, says Rav Huna, you see this idea that there were people that actually had the name Rav. So he says, I think that the Amora Rav's real name was Rav. And he says the emes is, it could be it's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a Masechtes Erevin. In the first parak, it's discussing Halacha about Alechi and Akaira, Agantza Maisa, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Rav went to a certain place and he saw Alechi, he saw an Erev, and he didn't like it. And the reason he didn't like it was because he thought that it didn't have a good enough support, and being that it was flimsy, so he said that it wasn't okay. So there was a Yid, his name was Rav Huna. So Rav Huna told him, he said, Dik Lakayim, no, it's not so flimsy. Look, it's leaning on a decal. So Rav responds to him, and he told him that, Amale Rav, Inu de Rav Huna Gaba. Aba the Inu de Rav less Inu Gaba. Rav Huna, you could see it, but I can't see it. The context is not wichtig. What did he refer to himself as? He said, V'inui de Rav, less inun gaba. So Rav tells Rav Huna, yeah, you can see it, oh, but V'inui de Rav, Rav can't see it. So Sarah Ruf Margolis, Rav is calling himself Rav? Rav is Rav and Shalkol B'nei Agoyla. Yeah, me, the Godl Adar can't see it. How could Rav have talked that way? It would seem to be a little inappropriate. He says, I think it's a shtickle smach to what I'm saying, and that is that Rav was the Shema Etzim, according to Rashi, who says that Rav's name really was an Abba. But the bottom line is, what's Rav Margolis say? This is just one little sif cotton in this long arichas that he wrote. He said, if Rav is a name, and Rav Huna, and Rav Avira, were both their real names, that means you find Amiram that had two names. This is like the signun. This is what's happening in this essay, some of the Gaonis. But I'll just fast forward to the end and just be Messiah. And that is, yes, he brings all the Marmuk. He brings the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, the Yehuda in the Tshuva, the Amshel Shleima. He brings the Nachla Shiva. And he says that to me, from everything I've read on this topic, the Nachla Shiva is the biggest Chiddush. Because the Nachla Shiva lived 400 years ago, and that the Nachla Shiva in his times, he wasn't aware of people that were referred to by two names. How could he have not known that? Okay, so maybe in his Kehillah not. He says, but you find in Svarim already, in the times of the Rishonim, late Rishonim, early Achronim, he's zeroing in on a certain time in history, a certain era, where you find that people did have two names. And he goes to work. He says, I'll give you a couple of examples. Here's a little bit of Gaonis. He says, there was a Yid whose name was Rabbi Avram Avigdor, who's quoted in Svarim. He says, there was one of the Bali Toisvis whose name was Rabbi Leo Menachem. There's a sefer called Maise Eifoid. He says, look in Amid Kuf Tzadikei. He refers to a gadol during the Tkufa of the late Rishonim, whose name was Ani Yosef. Interesting name, Ani Yosef, right? Ani Yosef, but that's one, Avram. Ani Yosef Avram. One of the Reish Kalusas, the later Reish Kalusas, his name was Hunamar. There's a tshuva in the Marach Ar Zeru and Simen Chav Gimel, where he quotes a yid whose name was Reb Hillel Melech. He says a sefer called Minchas Kanois, and Michtav Tzadik Dalit, he quotes a yid whose name was Reb Zalman Nosson. He said the Arzurua had a son whose name was Chaim Aluza, and he's quoted in the tshuvas of the Arzurua, and there's a tshuvas Harash Bechel Galav Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, he quotes him there too. Had the Nachla Shiva not know the Tshuvas HaRajba? He says, one of the Rishonim, everyone heard of this Rishonim, not everyone, Reb Chaim Paltiel, shtickle known, but Reb Chaim Paltiel, two names, one is Chaim, one is Paltiel. He said, there was a Yid whose name was Reb Chaim Schneier, the Rashbash quotes him in a Tshuva in Simen Reish Lamid Beis. That's what he says. So he's quoted in a Tshuvas HaRajbash. Nachla Shiva didn't know Tshuvas HaRajbash. He said, there was a Yid, his name was Yehuda Zakai. He was also one of the Roshe Galusa, and there's a Tshuvas HaGa'onim and Simen Shinai and Ches, and there's a sefer called Tarbitz Chelik Beis Amit Shin Tzadik Dalet, where this Yid is quoted. There was a Yid, his name was Rabbi Yosef Chaim, who's quoted in one of the Tshuvas from the Maram in Ruttenberg, in Simen Tof Tof Reish Chof. One of the Bali Toisvis, this people know, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. Toisvis quotes in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Tzadik Ches Amit Beis, and Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amit Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak Chizkiyah, he was also one of the Rosh Golusa. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parashas Beshalach quotes one of the Rishonim whose name is Rabbi Yitzchak Tudrus. Said there was a Yid whose name was Rabbi Yitzchak Tzadik, who's also quoted in the Tshuvas HaGa'onim. He said it was printed Mitoich HaGeniza in Yerushalayim in Tov Reish Pei Tes. He says, take a look at Amid Gimel over there in the Ha'aris. The Rosh Yeshiva of Pompadisa, this is real Bekias, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Goyim Yaakov in Pompadisa, which Yeshiva Pompadisa, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Tzemach. He's quoted in the Sefer Lekutei Pardes. Rabbi Yisrael Yehoshua is quoted in a tshuva from the Maram in Rotenberg in Simen Tov Reish Yud Beis. He says, the Mardchai in Perek Heitz HaMevarchim, in Masechtas Brachas, and the Arzurua in Perek Aleph quoted Yid, whose name was Rabbi Menoyach Eliyo. There was a Yid, Rabbi Menachem Yeshua. He was the father of Rabbi Shaltiel, who was the chaver of the Rav Yah, and the Rav Yah quotes him in Simen Tov Tov Reish Zayin. He says, Rav Mardchai Osher, he's quoted in the Arzaru, Masechtas Bavakama, Simen Chav Zayin, and he's quoted in the Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klal Lamit, this is like 50 years before computers even were a Havamina. Rav Moshe Israel, he was the son of Rav Elazar Darshan, he's quoted in a Tshuva from the Maram in Rotenberg, and Simen Tov Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, Tov Tov Kuf Samach Dalet, and Tov Tov Kuf Bei Aleph. He said there was a Yid, Rav Moshe Schneier. He was a Talmud of the Maram in Rotenberg. He wrote a sefer called Al HaKol. That's the name of his sefer. He says, if you want to know more about the sefer, take a look at the sefer called HaGeirin Krach Shvi. There was a Yid, his name was Rav Meshulam Usher. He was the son of Yechiel. And he writes here in the bottom, he goes, I have a heritage that he's the Rosh. That the Rosh is Rabbeinu Usher, Rabbi Yechiel. I think Rav Meshulam Usher, this Risha that I've seen quoted, I'd rather think he's the Rosh. There was a Yid, his name was Rabbi Shalom Menachem. He's quoted in a Tshuva from the Maram at Rumberg also, in Simen Tov Tov Reish Chaf Aleph, that's 1021. There was a Yid, his name was Rabbi Shlomo Chalafta, who says, take a look at the Sefer Masis Binyamin, right in the beginning of the Sefer, you'll see him out this year, Rabbi Shlomo Chalafta. There was a Yid, Rabbi Shlomo Nosson, Rabbi Simcha Yisrael, and there was a Yid, Rabbi Shmuel Yehuda, again, in a Tshuva from Maram at Rotenberg, Simen Tov Kuf Tes, Simen Tov Kuf Lam Gimel. So he says that for the Nachla Shiva to have said that he never heard someone with two names, said, I al regalach has just quoted 25 Mar Mekoymis from Rishonim, Tshuvas Mar Merutenberg, Tshuvas Harash, Tshuvas Harashbash. Says that to him, his lashon is, V'zemafli. It's a pellet to me. Ki me'atkufa hazois noidolonu harbim yechidei adar shenigru b'shem mishnayim yachar. What's his point? His point is that if there were so many people mentioned in tshuvas that had two names, there must have been a lot of people that had... It's not only like if you make it to a tshuva, you add a name, right? So obviously, there must have been a lot of people that had two names. He says to him, this Indian is a little bit of a pellet, but the bottom line is, someone asks you, did anyone ever have two names? You'd say, what do you mean? It's Perkashe Leach. Learn today's daf, or tomorrow's daf. It's mefurish in the Gemara. True, it is mefurish in the Gemara. But really, shtei tshuvas bedavar. First of all, it sounds like when you go through the poskim, that even though people had two names, but they weren't given two names at the bris. They were only giving one name. They were given a name, and somewhere along the way, you know, they got a new passport or whatever exactly happened, I'm not sure. But somewhere they got an alias, and they have another set of ID, and they're starting to be referred to by a second name. But for sure, to be called two names at once, the Chasam Sofer refers to this as Chadosha Mikarabo. Now, he doesn't say Chudosh Asim and Atayr. He doesn't say that. But at the same time, Chasam Sofer himself had kids that had two names. But But Al Koponim, he did say this was already a Davar Chadosh, and just a little bit of an overview with the Rav Reuven Margolis curveball on this topic.